I would like, if you'll join me, in having the great Carrie Underwood help us get our discussion of Mother's Day started as she sings the song, Mama's Song.
So now you have to let your baby
is where I want to start. She said, he treats your little girl like a man should. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, one of the ways to make for some of the happiest Mother's Day celebrations is to be in a home where husband and wife genuinely love each other, respect each other, and like each other, so that they treat each other real good. It is that mutual fulfillment that's important. It's not enough that the husband treats the wife right, but it's not reciprocated, or that the wife treats the husband right, and it's not reciprocated. Both need to be in play. Husband good to the wife, wife good to the husband. Mothers, I think that there's something else that can take place that can help you really, really celebrate Mother's Day. And that is by living in such a way that you truly enjoy yourself. And what I mean by that is you enjoy being you. Now, that partly entails conducting yourself in such a way that you don't have anything to hide. You're not engaging in activities that you don't want your family to know about, especially your husband. Clean, moral lifestyles. That's what I'm referring to right now. Nothing to hide. You genuinely care about family. You care about faithfulness. And so rather than walking around with guilty conscience because you're engaging in things you should not be, and you know you should not be. No, you conduct yourself in such a way, you live so that you enjoy being you. You're truly family-oriented. Yes. You genuinely care about your family, not in such a way that every now and then you want to have a good meal with them, and that's the extent of your enjoyment. Every now and then, hey, let's go to the park. Every now and then, let's go to the beach and let's really have a ball splashing in the water. But when you're not splashing in the water, you're not having a great meal. You are out doing things with other folks, other men, maybe other women, that you should not be doing. And that runs interference with doing what you can to develop a happy, stable home life. Because to the extent that you're unfaithful to your husband, you're also unfaithful to your children, because they're counting on the parents to take the lead in making the home life a happy life. Yes. So live in such a way that you can truly enjoy being you, guilt-free. How about doing your best and celebrating that? Doing your best and celebrating the fact that you truly do your best. And remember, while you're doing your best, that doesn't mean you're doing it all. There's nothing wrong with delegating the responsibilities that help the household run smoothly. How about this too, moms? Giving yourself time to rest. Yeah, well-rested mothers can often be good mothers. Don't feel like you have to wear yourselves out in order to be good mothers. Husbands, fathers of the children, celebrate your wives, the mothers of your children. Support her in raising the children, not just on Mother's Day, but before and after Mother's Day. Help her develop a household of love and harmony. Children, congratulate and celebrate your mothers who are doing a great job of helping you become the best you that you can be. When you let your mothers know you appreciate them, be specific when telling her how she's made a difference in your life. Family, if Mother's Day can't be celebrated quite the way you want it to be and change is needed in the family, spend time calmly discussing the improvements that can be made. Agree to follow through and then follow through to the best moments for everyone in the family can be on the way. Moms, we want to say it again. We congratulate you. We celebrate you for doing such a good job, such a great job of helping happiness flow. And since you do your part to help happiness flow, let me join in the many others who are wishing you happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy the weekend. Join us the weekend and celebrate our great mothers. Again, happy Mother's Day.